Well, hey, my friends, and welcome back once again to another day of the worldwide broadcast of Ted and Austin Brower Show. I'm just going to move my chairs. I'm tired of constantly looking this way when there's nobody over there anyways, since, you know, it's the Austin show lately. And you got the Austin Health segment. Hope you guys have been enjoying this. I got another really wide open health article today, health articles, health show. A lot of stuff coming together. I had to take a handful of turmeric about 30 minutes ago. This pollen down here in Florida is, it is relentless. I mean, it's like everywhere. It's all over the vehicles. It's all over the ground. Walked out this morning. I was getting some morning cardio in, and I guess I just inhaled a whole lot of it. I got done. I was like, my sinuses, everything was stuffed up. So I took a bunch of turmeric, took about 8 of the turmeric force, and it helped knock it out pretty good so far. I've noticed that. I've had a lot of people that have asked me about that down here in Florida. The turmeric force really does good if you have issues with a lot of allergies. And it's not, a lot of times, it's not even like you got bad allergies. It's just when you're walking outside and it literally is windy and it's raining pollen out of the oak trees, it's a sight to see and a sight to breathe. So, you guys, if you need anything, make sure you're staying up on the turmeric force right now if you're down here in Florida, because it definitely is a bit polleny right now. And you guys know the product of the week. Last day on sale, the probiotic DF. Be sure to check it out. I've been talking about it for the last week. I've been doing segments on gut health, so make sure you're staying up to date on that. And one thing I want you guys to do is make sure you're looking at the product of the week and voting. Right now, the options to vote for were the organic meat buckets, the Fit Food, the GHI Cleanse, the Sublingual B12, and the NAC. The GHI Cleanse, surprise, surprise, has been winning by a landslide. That's 71 votes so far, 71 total votes for everything. So if you guys want that to win, run it up tonight. Ensure that it wins, and I'll go ahead and do a sale on the GHI Cleanse tomorrow. I think I got enough in stock. I may need to order another batch of it. I know we've been going through it pretty fast with allergy season, because that, again, is once again another product that really helps reduce inflammation. I have a good buddy of mine. His girlfriend's been taking it. She was having some health problems, and she's like, three shakes a day, like two scoops three times a day. He asked me the day, he's like, can she take that much? I said, oh yeah, absolutely. I said, I've done like four shakes a day when I've done a GHI fast, so there's nothing wrong with it. I said, quite frankly, I said, your joints will start feeling really good, your inflammation really comes down, your energy gets really good, and I said, you'll really detox your body. And if you have had issues with, you know, alcohol fatty liver disease or non-alcoholic fatty liver disease or liver that's basically getting toxic and built up, that GHI Cleanse will absolutely reverse issues that are going on, at least from my personal opinion and customers that I've seen, as far as reducing liver inflammation from diet, health, and lifestyle. So if you're in need of that, be sure to vote it up, and we'll see it win tomorrow. One article I want to cover here on the site, and this is something I wanted to get. Yes, my brother put it together. It was the 7 most prescribed drugs in the world and their natural alternatives. Now, this is going to tie back into another article that just came out here as far as it talked about the aspect with statin drugs and cholesterol, because, you know, I'm getting this question all the time. And this is the article that I'll be covering here in a little bit. It says, cholesterol does not cause heart disease. Now, that's a bold statement. But again, you know, I had a friend of mine, real good friend of mine, family friend, customer, call me up last night. He was asking about some health stuff. And he told me, he's like, hey, he's like, I don't know what to do. He's like, my doctor is, my cholesterol is 201. 201. HDLs were perfect. LDLs were incredibly good. Triglycerides were perfect. He said, my doctor is demanding that I go on statins now, because he still says my LDLs are just still too high. And I said, I'm telling you right now, as your personal friend, as your supplement, you know, guy that tells you, gives you good advice, I said, I highly recommend you stay away from that, but it's your choice. And he goes, I'm not touching that stuff. I said, I promise you, I've watched this story unfold hundreds of times now. That's not an exaggeration. Hundreds of times. You got guys that are in great shape. They got good testosterone levels. They eat really good. They eat a lot of beef. They eat a lot of eggs. Their cholesterol is perfect. Their triglycerides are perfect. Their A1Cs are perfect. And they go in, and their doctor finally gets, I guess, that year-end bonus itch. And again, I'm speculating, but I've never understood this. They're doing great. They feel great. High energy, high sex drive, high testosterone. Everything's working great. And they go in. Their doctor says, listen, we've got a problem. Your total cholesterol is at 204. It's not good. You know, you don't take statin drugs immediately. You're going to die. They go, God, that's a bold statement. How can you make a proclamation that I'm going to die. I'm feeling great. Doesn't matter. You go on stamps right now. Here's a script. You fill them out right now. You go on them immediately. You go, gosh, okay. I'm not in the mood to die right now. They go to the store. They get a prescription filled. They start on them. They come back to the doctor's office. They say, dude, what's going on? I feel horrible. Let's do blood work. Oh, your blood work's great. Your cholesterol's at 120 now. It's plummeted to the floor. It's amazing. You should feel great. You go, no, I feel horrible. I got brain fog. I'm losing size. I have no sex drive. My testosterone's to the floor. What's going on? No, no, that's just the statin drugs working for you. They're doing a really good job. You need to make sure you stay on them every single day. And sure enough, then they come on to me. They show up to my office about 3-4 weeks later, and they go, Austin, I don't know what to do. I do this and this and this, and so I'm feeling horrible. And I said, well, when did it all start? Well, when I took the statins. I'm like, dude, I can only say this to everybody so many times. These statins are the biggest lie that's ever been perpetuated on the American population when it comes to a large prescribed scale of medications. It's the largest. It's bigger than OxyContin. It's, in my opinion, it's bigger than COVID. Because what happens is the COVID shot, people woke up to it and they stopped taking it. That's the difference. The statin drugs have been going on for decades now, and people still keep taking them because the doctors still demand it. And then, of course, you got the American Medical Association that's coming down, constantly keeps lowering the cholesterol level every few years, every 5 to 10 years. They got to lower it more and more and more to try to keep people more on these drugs. But statins are almost one of the most number one prescribed drug in the entire country. It's like number one, number two, number three. It varies. But I mean, it's obscene how many statins are basically prescribed. And I told my friend last night, I said, you don't go on this stuff, man. I said, I'm telling you what's going to happen. If it was like one or two times, I'd be like, yeah. When I've watched it over 100 times now happen to people that I know, and they come in with the exact same scenario every single time, and I'm like, eat more butter, eat more eggs, eat more beef. They go, oh, no, the doctor, don't eat any of that. I need to eat tofu. I'm like, tofu? What are you, gay? What are you trying to do, raise your estrogen levels? Don't eat tofu for your protein? Like, eat eggs. Eat organic eggs, organic butter. Oh, no. Remember this. There's a reason why RFK finally changed the food pyramid. Look at that if you want a little bit more detail on it. They designed the food platforms before this to make you dumb, tired, with no energy, no sex drive, and no aggression. That's the reason why they designed it. And once you get that concept to your head, you realize real quick why the pharmaceutical companies want you on these drugs. But I digress before I go on a whole nother sidestep on this. 7 most prescribed drugs in the world. Hydrocodone, that's number one as far as on the list here. Now, I think some of these are not on all the, as far as number changing, because he did this about a year ago. So they change up and down. This is a very common one now. And the hydrocodones, you got to be careful of that. Pain pills, currently one of the most prescribed drugs in the world when it comes to pain pills. They've cut back on that now because a lot of the people have gotten addicted to them. And so be very cautious. I just had a conversation with a friend of mine this morning about the exact same thing. You've known people that have gotten on them. They get hooked on them. And so if you got to use this stuff for surgery, very, very controlled use on it. Try to stay off as much as you can, and just be cautious. Everybody knows it's pain pills are an issue. The number two on here is statins. Just like I said, Lipitor, Zocor, Crestor, approximately 15% of the top prescribed medications are generic statins. Study published in January 2012 in the Archives of Internal Medicine links statins to 48% risk increase of type 2 diabetes. No duh. There's no scientific studies ever documented that have proven that unnaturally lowering and suppressing LDL cholesterol prevents any disease. I'm going to repeat that for everybody in the back that just got on the show right now, and you can't hear me because you're in the top bleacher section. There is no scientific study ever documented that have proven that unnaturally lowering and suppressing LDL cholesterol prevents any disease. The obsessed culture of lowering cholesterol increases cancer. Period. How it works, statins artificially lower cholesterol by inhibiting critical enzyme HMG-CoA reductase, which plays a central production in cholesterol in the liver. Consequences, inflammation, breakdown of the muscle, acute kidney failure, diabetes, cancer, cardiovascular disease, strong interference with sex hormones, and death. Natural protocol for this on here, cod liver oil, Himla, that's a krill oil, cholesterol X, vascular relaxant, that's basically the controlled release of niacin, organic eggs, no trans fats, no hydrogenated oils. Right there, guys. I mean, I give you guys the answer sheet. I give you guys the cheat sheet. You don't even have to ask for it. It's right there, brought to you right on the page. The next one on here, high blood pressure medications. Linsoprol. And other variations of it. A lot of times, these make up a huge portion of the population. How it works, simply used by for the treatment of hypertension, congestive heart failure, and heart attacks. It's used for accomplishes this by inhibiting the influx of calcium ions in the vascular smooth muscle and cardiac muscle, interferes with the metabolism of calcium. These can cause an issue, especially when you really need to actually look at what's causing high blood pressure. Some cases it can be stress. Some cases it can be entirely too much caffeine and stimulants. Sometimes it can be enough sleep. But sleep's crucial to blood pressure. You will be shocked on how much your blood pressure will go down if you actually start getting good night's sleep and good night rest. And secondly, also, too, making sure you're drinking adequate water. Drinking good amounts of good purified water every single day will massively get your blood viscosity down where it needs to go. You can use things like magnesium and malate, CoQ10, HGH Stimulate, Super Potent E and Beet Juice Powder, half your body weight in fluid ounces of purified water, no tobacco products, no caffeine, exercise 20 to 30 minutes, 3 to 5 days a week. The caffeine one's a big one, especially if you're drinking a lot of Red Bull, you drink a lot of coffee, the purple sticks. That's why we put these together. They don't raise cortisol massively. They don't cause a spike in blood pressure. They don't cause you to have all these elevated issues with high dose of caffeine. So you use those if you need a stimulant. The new trend now with these Zen patch pouches, tobacco pouches. I mean, I was with people at the Monster Jam over the weekend. It was like everybody's using these Zen pouches now. Nobody even uses real tobacco anymore. And most people know, you know, I used smokeless tobacco when I was in college and quit in my early 20s. But I use Copenhagen. I was an actual man. I did chewing tobacco. I didn't do these little flavorful pouches. The cotton candy flavored. I'm just like, dude, I'm not recommending any of them, by the way. I'm just saying I've never really understood this now. You know, we went from the days of old plug and old, you know, basically chaw. Now everybody's got these little pouches to throw in all the time. Oh, I'm throwing more Zen pouches. I'm cool. I'm cool, man. Got me a pouch in. I'm cool. And I'm like, okay, you're cool, I guess. As you raise your blood pressure, remember nicotine is a vasoconstrictant. Nicotine restriction cause your blood vessels to constrict, tightens up. That's why it gives you the head buzz. It reduces blood flow to every area of the body. So just be aware of that, especially if you're active and doing a lot of very active cardiovascular exercise. I know people that talk about taking Zen where they're at the gym or whatever all these other brands are now, these nicotine pouches. Be really cautious. If you're having issues with blood pressure and you're taking these pouches, I can guarantee you they're a contributing factor. So just be aware of it. If you're using them, yeah, I'm not going to tell you what to do with your life. Just use them sparingly, I guess, or come off of them. Nicotine's insanely addictive. So just be cautious of it. Because remember, these pouches, you're not getting naturally produced nicotine from like a therapeutic product. These are all synthetic nicotine products. They're basically you're shoving in your mouth and you're sucking on them all day. So, you know, figure out what you want to do with that. Secondly on here, another one, Synthroid, hypothyroidism. I covered that yesterday on yesterday's show in detail. Synthetic form of the thyroid hormone, thyroxine, makes about 11% of the top prescribed medications used to treat hypothyroidism. Works by replacing the thyroid hormone, which naturally occurs in the thyroid gland. Consequences, long-term suppression of the thyroid hormone and a whole host of other issues. Thyroid support, potassium iodine. You can add just the thyroid support and see how it does. Add a potassium iodine with it. The thyroid support already has iodine. If you want to throw in a huge dose of more iodine, you can throw a secondary in with that. But it's really easy to fix, guys. It's not a most cases not a problem. And also, to make sure you're cutting out, as I said yesterday, the bromine products in the bread. Make sure you're cutting out the fluoride in the water supply. Make sure you're cleaning your diet up and really paying attention to that, too. Another one on the list, Prilosect, the antacid proton pump inhibitor. Constitutes over 8% of top prescribed medications, one of the most widely prescribed drugs for reflux disease and ulcers internationally, and it's available over the counter in many countries now. Works by suppressing gastric acid secretion by specific inhibition of the gastric acid ions in the cell. The issue, and I've talked about this in detail before, these products are designed for stuff like you've got esophageal erosion, you've got an ulcer. They're designed to reduce the acidity in the stomach so that product can, so that ulcer or that erosion, excuse me, can heal, right? Well, these products were never designed from the very beginning, nor were they tested to be used long-term. They tested them in like 4-week and 8-week and 10-week segments to see how they helped as far as healing up these ulcers. they were never designed to go on in long-term ranges, you know, from 2 years, 5 years, 10 years in perpetuity. And it massively decreases absorption of nutrients in the body. And the whole point of it, the reason why your acid reflux is kicking in is most cases you don't have adequate digestive enzymes to close off that esophageal ring to prevent food or acid from coming back up. So take the digestive enzymes, really, really good thing, or you take the gastrogest as well, and the GHI cleanse. You'll be shocked in most cases how well the GHI cleanse works against acid reflux. Really, really good product for that. Drink very little, if fluids, with meals as well. If you're eating a meal, don't be drinking a whole giant tumbler of water, or worse, soda. Soda and food are like the worst combination you can put together, because the carbonation and the phosphoric acid, while you're trying to digest a meal, it just causes a whole influx of stuff in your body. That's why I've never stood. I see people literally chug down Coca-Colas while they're eating meals. And I'm like, gosh, you're not having any issues with that? Oh, no, I'm fine. I'm like, okay, give some time to see what happens. Number six on the list is basically anthracycline, amoxicillin, antibiotics. Combination, basically, they are mind-blowing 17% of the top prescribed medications. We wonder why we have antibiotic resistance. On their own, each contributes about 8.5% of the world's best-selling antibiotics. Now, some cases, antibiotics are really important. Let's be real. They're really necessary. You got an infection, you got to take them, period. However, make sure if you do go on an antibiotic cycle, you're taking the probiotic 350 afterwards and then going on the probiotic 100 million. Make sure you're getting adequate probiotic to build up that gut microbe. Secondly, be very cautious on just jumping on antibiotics, just flim-flam fairy tale land. Oh, man, I got a stuffy nose. Oh, my jaw hurts. Oh, I got a headache. Oh, my throat's sore. Let's go on antibiotics. I've known people over the years, and it's like every time they get a stuffy nose or their throat gets a little tingling, they run to the doctor to go get a Z-Pack. Go get on antibiotics every single time. And I look at them like, why don't you just up your vitamin C and your D3? I don't know. Newsflash, give your body the raw nutrients it needs to fight off whatever infection you're exposed to. You know, I get it. Antibiotics are useful when you really need them, but don't just make them your first line of defense. Make them your last line of defense if you really need them. The D3, the vitamin C, especially the immune support DF, that's our egg-based immune program. That's a really strong formula that I don't really bring much up. That's a really good product as well. You can look it up and make sure you're taking adequate probiotics. Last one on this is metformin. Dun, dun, dun. Glucophage drugs, top seven. But the prescribed rate of this drug is rapidly increasing. It makes up about 7% of the top prescribed medications. It works by suppressing natural glucose production in the liver. The drug activates an enzyme, which plays an important role in insulin signaling, whole body energy balance, and metabolism of glucose and fats. There's a lot of consequences to this, guys, including pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, all types of kidney problems. Be very, very cautious with this drug. It causes pancreatic function to substantially decrease. I've watched it many a times. And, you know, there's a lot of things you can do. The berberine ultimate with the cinnamon extract, that is one of the most effective kits that we have, the blood sugar protocol on the site right now that you can go look at and basically get good, real, true results without having a bunch of really, really nasty side effects. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, guys, you got to look at what this stuff does long term. Meds, most, and I say this all the time, and people fail to understand this concept. Majority of pharmaceutical drugs that come out on the market, a lot of them were never designed or tested to be used long term. Most of the clinical trials they do on this stuff is for a few weeks to a few months max. Then they may do some follow up tests and some follow up later on for a year to see what it does long term. But it's never long term. Long term, what does it do? 3 years, 5 years, 10 years? What does it do to the body? But like the blood sugar, body fat. By a body fat burning stack, this is an amazing stack, works great, burns body fat, like melts butter in a microwave as far as burns body fat. And on top of that, it really helps regulate blood sugar and glucose metabolism and glucose levels. So be sure to check that out if you need it on the site at healthmasters.com. But those are the top seven most prescribed drugs in the world. And they're optimal, basically natural alternatives or natural counterparts. So be sure to check those out at the site at healthmasters.com. Now, without further ado, I got some other health articles. You guys always enjoy a lot of these on here. And I hope you guys are staying up to date on The Brower Show. I've told you guys this before. The podcast platform that we have on here, thebrowershow.com, we have everything at the top. You can watch live if you want. You can contact us. You can download the MP3s. We have the Angel Wars. And, of course, the people like this a lot on here is the news platform. Pretty much every day we got news. news articles that pop up. Sometimes they're a day or two behind. And thank you guys for reminding me immediately when they're not posted. I always love that. I'm being sarcastic right now. It's like, oh, the daily news hasn't been posted. You've been off the show for 5 minutes. Yeah, I know. A supplier called me that I had to call back right after the show. I'll get them posted at some point in time today. So thank you for being patient with a lot of stuff. There's a lot of content that we post every single day. A lot of these shows, like I said, we get them posted on Spotify, on Gab, on Apple Podcasts, on iHeartRadio, on Rumble. And so we put these things up every single day and try to make sure you have the most up-to-date advanced nutrition topics we can discuss on here. And you can sign up for updates as well on the site at broshow.com so you can get the emails every single day. So, and if there's, I've told you guys before, if there's any topics, major topics that you guys want to hear, and you guys email me, and I get multiple people to email me on them, I'll cover them for you. I do that all the time. So if there's something you really want to hear about that I haven't covered, which is a rarity, I think, at this point, I cover just about everything under the sun as far as nutrition topics. And quite frankly, nothing's really off limits with me. I've told you guys that before. I'm the equal opportunity offender. If you guys want to bring up a topic and I'll give you the truth on it, it's there. So be sure to check those out. Now, this is a topic that I want to cover here. It says vaccine sales drop under RFK Jr. Sales of many of the vaccines in the United States have dropped in 2025, the first year of the Trump administration. Sales declined for more than a dozen core vaccines while rising or staying flat for six others. However, they're expected to see another big drop in 2026. They looked at it here. This is a spokesperson of the Department of Health and Human Services, headed by Kennedy, told the Epoch Times via email that vaccine recommendations are based on the best available scientific evidence and public health considerations, not corporate interest. And this is something that's changed now. And you can look here. These are all the different shots in U.S. sales and their change from 2024 to 2025 and how they basically have dropped here. And this is something that's a big one. There's only been a few that have actually gone up slightly. That's the DTaP and the HPV and the MMR, which has shocked me to no end, the fact that that's actually gone up. The Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, that's gone down almost 17% from 24 to 25, and I'm expecting to see a much larger drop in that from 25 to 26. And I hope it does. I hope that shot crashes and burns like the worst investment ever made by these piece of crap pharmaceutical companies. They know what they did to everybody. We know what they did to everybody. We know that they know that we did to everybody. And I am so sick of them still bringing this topic up. Like, we're going to apply for another COVID vaccine. We're going to do this. We're going to submit to the FDA. Guys, this is done. I mean, the fact that this still has not gone mainstream on what they actually did to everybody. I mean, you know, we talked about everything now and the emails that's going on with Epstein. That's been coming out now for a long time. We're seeing what they've done. We see what they did with the COVID shot. I talk about it all the time. But never allow them to do what they did again, because that was an insane debacle. The fact that this stuff was able to do what it did, and they came out with it and lied to everybody repeatedly. Why would you believe anything they have to say about anything ever again? Just thought I would bring that up there. Speaking of pharmaceutical drugs now, new study finds out significant gut changes linked to ingredients and weight loss pills. This is basically the oral version of the GLP-1s now, they're saying. They said the emphasis is that they saw there was significant gut change. They said we observed reduction in certain gut bacteria that are generally considered beneficial, lower levels of butyrate, which supports gut health and inflammation regulation, and higher levels of circulating inflammatory markers. They used mice models over 21 days. They researchers found they reduced healthy gut bacteria and more inflammation markers and increased liver weight. This is with the oral GLP-1 drugs. And so the semaglutides. So be cautious with these guys. I mean, I know a lot of people love to run these now. They have these injections of them and all this stuff on it. I've talked about these for the last 2 years. There's a reason why there's a multi-billion dollar class action lawsuit against Ozempic. These drugs have severe side effects, and especially because I think way too many people have abused them. I think from the research that I'm seeing, a very, very small dose for a very short period of time in order to try to re-regulate blood sugar, I've seen people do without having enormous side effects. But these high doses that they're recommending, and they're saying they're normal doses, but in my opinion, the research, they're high doses, and then going on them for extended periods of time, It's not healthy, guys. Get your blood sugar control naturally, the berberine and the cinnamon. Get your diet under control. Get your lifestyle under control, and you'll be shocked at how much better you feel naturally without going down this drug world. Because at the end of the day, like I said, some drugs have some benefits to them. But in most cases, they also got side effects. In some cases, those side effects are more than you're willing to pay. So just be cautious on that. Also, too, switching gears here. I got another article. This is a cool one here. It says 5 foods common in the U.S. but prohibited internationally over health concerns. This is an issue that I've had for years because I've seen people that have brought stuff up from Europe as far as food. I've personally been to Europe many times. I have a ton of family over there in Germany still. And you're shocked at the ingredient list of a lot of food when you go to the store over there. Is that it's very simplistic. They still have all types of food on the shelf. And it's completely different than it is in the United States in a good way. You know, I've showed you the photos of the Fruit Loops in Germany and the Fruit Loops in the United States. And they're completely different ingredient list. Now, what's crazy is Kellogg's produces both of them. Kellogg's manufactures, supplies, distributes both of them. They're both owned by the same company. Yet Kellogg's literally makes it a point to have a completely different formula in Germany and a completely different formula in the United States based on the sole purpose that Germany doesn't allow all that crap in the food. Now, you got to ask yourself the question, why would manufacturing facilities, obviously, though some are in different areas, you have some in Europe, some in the United States, so why would they just use the same type of ingredient list and get the same rolls? Why would they go upon themselves to put a product out there that has an enormous amount of food culling, huge dose of high fructose corn syrup, enormous basically preservatives in it like BHT and other problems, all these ingredients that are directly linked to health problems, but yet they'll have a completely different formula, completely different rolls for one in Europe. The difference is the whole purpose of what a lot of these food manufacturers do is they're linked in and they're all controlled through circular ownership to make sure they make people as sick as possible so they have to go to the medical industrial complex as often as possible to go in the pharmaceutical industrial complex drug world as fast as possible. It is a circular effect that goes around and around. And a lot of times people argue me on that. They don't believe me. And once you've been in my world for about a decade or two, you'll find out real quick, I'm not off on that point at all. It all works together synergistically. Just like I brought up to you guys a couple weeks ago, the same pharmaceutical companies that own the vaccines buy up the same companies that make the drugs to treat the symptoms all the vaccines create, like eczema. All these other side effects that these vaccines are directly linked to, those exact same manufacturers that produce the drugs own the same companies that produce those drugs or those treatment symptoms as far as products. And so you got to ask yourself the question, is it that, could it be? Could it be like that? Oh, it is like that. It's 100% like that. And look no further than Europe. Genetically modified organisms. In the United States, GMOs, including corn, soybeans, canola, and more types, have been introduced like GMO tomatoes. GMOs aren't subject to stringent restrictions in the United States at all, leading considerable controversy regarding their use. Proponents urge that GMOs are safe and enable you to grow larger quantities of food, whereas many critics contend they pose serious health risks. Huh. Why, then, do Europe and other countries impose massive restrictions on GMO products? It's widely believed that natural products are generally healthier. Additionally, the long-term health effects of GMOs remain uncertain. A study on the effects of genetically modified soybeans on animals found that rats did not exhibit effects after consuming GMO soybeans. However, the research period was only limited to 90 days, leaving the long-term effects completely unclear. This is one of the ones they try to use to promote GMO foods. But then you start looking at other ones, and they looked at the toxicity of GMOs, finding that GMOs affect the kidneys, the pancreas, the reproductive system, the liver, and all kinds of other ones. You know, we talked to you before about the rats test on GMO corn, on Roundup-resistant corn. And sure enough, they also grab massive tumors after a long enough period. These foods are designed to cause health problems. They know what they're doing. They're not stupid. These manufacturers know what they're doing. It increases their yield. It increases their product productivity. It increases their profit margins. And then it makes people sick, so they got to go back to the doctor to go on more drugs that they own through circular ownership. So the million-dollar question, what can you do to fix this? What can you do to stop it? I tell you guys that every day. What are the things we can do to make changes? Well, stop eating them. $1 million friggin' answer on that one. Stop eating them. make sure you're doing your best. And I get it. Sometimes you can't always do this, but stay away from as much as possible. When you know they're in something, you know for a fact they're in something. When you pick up the box and it says this product contains genetically modified ingredients. Not today, Satan. Not today. Not putting this in my body. I'm putting it back on the shelf. We're done with it. Do that. Just that's the thing you can do today. I get it. You can't always find out GMO all the time, but you can sure as heck prevent it as much as possible doing a little bit of research and using your big old eyeballs that we all have that we can most likely read with. We're in 2026 now. There's no excuse to say I can't read or I don't understand what's on the box. I mean, you literally can probably take a photo of it. I don't know if you can do this. You can probably take a photo of it. That's an app idea, Rich. I just thought of that. Imagine if I created an app that I could take a photo of an ingredient list and then have it tell me all the preservatives that are in it. AI may actually be beneficial in this case. Should write that down. It may already be available. I'll check it out later on. It'll be interesting. And let's see here. I take notes all the time if you guys don't ever notice that. Because a lot of times people use that excuse. Well, I don't know what the ingredient is. I don't have time to research it. Well, by all means, let's produce an app. If we're going to use AI, we're going to have AI that's going to run everything and give us predictive modeling. Let's at least do it on a positive note. That's my take on it. Second on this list, before I go on another side rabbit hole here, chlorine washed chicken. Chicken in stores often appears white, fresh, and clean. In reality, much of this chicken has been treated with chlorine-based antimicrobial agents. This process removes all bacteria, allegedly. It says, however, the study by the University of Southampton revealed that chlorine washed chicken is very unsafe. Study indicates this method of disinfection doesn't actually kill everything. Instead, it causes bacteria to enter a viable but non-culturable state, allowing them to avoid detection. Because of these food safety concerns, the EU has banned chicken treated with chlorine disinfectants, effectively halting almost all imports of U.S. chicken. Interesting. This number three on this list here. You guys will like this one. I talk about this all the time. That's why I'm such a big proponent of raw milk. Milk produced with recombinant bovine growth hormone. This is the RBGH. This mimics cow's natural growth hormone and increases milk production by stimulating the proliferation and activity of mammary cells. Cancer Prevention Coalition requested that U.S. FDA ban the use of this. However, after thorough investigation, 2016, 9 years later, they said that it's safe and effective. Safe and effective. You know, 9 years of research goes into detail showing how it's directly linked to cancer, and the FDA says, no. Guys, listen. You don't understand this. We're science. If you don't believe us, you don't believe science. It's safe and effective. It doesn't cause cancer. Yet every single significant research study that's been independent has shown this stuff is unbelievably horrible for the body, and it causes cancer, and it causes all types of reproductive system in men and women. I should say boys and girls, so to speak, as far as the younger generation. Despite all of this being safe and effective, Canada, European Union, and Australia have all banned using any RBGH for multiple reasons. Interesting, because it's safe and effective, guys. Gosh, you know, I feel like that term gets thrown around so much with them because, well, guess what? It's the best way to lie to everybody. If you come out and you're a stated authority and you go, it's safe and effective. It's safe and effective, guys. Everybody's safe and effective. Everybody's been so conditioned to hear that now. They're like, oh, it must be safe and effective. I should take it. No, pretty much put it this way. If they tell you it's safe and effective, don't use it. That's my stance on it. Hormone-treated beef, number four on the list. These hormones include testosterone, estradiol, progesterone, promote rapid growth in cattle, thereby increasing beef production. However, these sex hormones have adverse effects on humans. European Union banned these hormones in farm animals since 1981, citing tumor-promoting effects. The EU has also prohibited the import of meat from cattle treated with these hormones. 100% grass-fed beef. Stick with that the best you can. If you can't get that, get something close to it. If you can get local farmers, which local co-ops, which still have a lot down here in Florida, a lot of times you can buy a half a cow or a quarter cow or split it with your friends and have it processed and basically packaged up. And you can go to the farm yourself. You can talk to them and find out what they're really doing. And they'll be honest with you. They'll show the paperwork on it, what they do with everything, whether they don't, they treat it, they don't. Good farmers, they don't treat with anything. You get 100% grass-fed beef. It's good quality, tastes amazing, and it's fantastic. So do your research on that, where you're getting your beef from. The last one on here, this is an interesting one because a lot of people don't realize how much this is in a lot of drinks. It's in a lot of citrus-flavored drinks, by the way. It's brominated vegetable oil. It's a plant oil modified with bromine. Remember what I told you guys yesterday about hypothyroidism and bromine, a halogen that causes the thyroid to downregulate? This one's directly tied to it as well. This stuff is an emulsifier used primarily in citrus-flavored drinks. The FDA regulates it as maximum allowed concentration. The FDA found that the BVO might negatively affect human health, particularly thyroid health. Right here in the study, give me camera four. Don't argue with me. This is what they've said, and this is what the FDA admitted to. And we all know their safe and effective stamp gets put on just about everything. So the FDA comes out and does damage control and says, you drink this, it's probably going to have negative health effects. It's going to cause thyroid issues. If you are having thyroid problems, I'm going to say this as succinctly as I can, and I'm going to slow it down for everybody in the back. If you're having thyroid problems, do not take anything with bromine or bromate in it. Do not drink anything that's got brominated vegetable oil in it. Do not eat any bread with bromine in it. Try to eat the cleanest, rawest food you can and throw in the thyroid support. And you'll be shocked in most cases that you'll get a lot better effects out of the thyroid and staying away from fluoridated water, processed water, tap water, or any other water that's got crap in it. Do your best, and you'll be shocked in most cases how much better your thyroid will react and respond in the future. That's at least my 2 cents for today. So hope you guys are listening on that one. Also, I got another article here I want to cover, and it goes into, yes, 10 common food myths that dumbfound nutrition experts. This is an interesting one here. Let's swing you guys down here so you can start reading this. I'm going to drink some water here in a second. It says, myth number one, all carbs cause weight gain. I'll go into detail on this in a second here. They said, many believe carbs are inherently harmful because unhealthy foods are often loaded with them. However, this is a very oversimplified view, and I've explained this to you guys repeatedly. For instance, both a candy bar and an apple contain around 25 grams of carbs, yet they have vastly different effects on the body. Apples are associated with weight loss, while candy bars, well, let's just say candy bars make you fat. You eat enough of them. What they do. They said, I think people tend to think about this two-dimensional black and white perspective on carbs. Not the case. Carbs are not only permissible, but also necessary for optimal health. But you need to be eating the right carbs, which types of vegetables, types of fresh fruits. Basically, you know, there's stuff like oats and quinoa. So make sure you're getting organic ones. But stay away from, you know, eating white potatoes, in my opinion. Stay away from fruit juices, you know, candy, pastries, cookies, cake, Twinkies, Klondike bars, cupcakes. I can just go on all day. That, you know what you're not supposed to be eating. You know. It's 2026. I don't have to lecture you about it, nor do I want to lecture you about it. You already know. Stay away from them. Eat good quality carbs, especially if you're working out, you're exercising, you're trying to get energy. Because that's one thing. If you are expending a lot of energy, you are really training in the gym a lot, you're doing a lot of cardio, sometimes you do need some additional carbs, especially if you're younger. Now, some people function really good on a keto diet or going into ketosis, which is where you're eating high protein, high fat, virtually no carbs. You can do that too, and some people function really good on that, but it really depends on the person's metabolism, what their weight gain or weight loss goals are, and how they function and run off of it. Some people do really good with keto. Other people get really tired on keto because their bodies need more carbohydrates, good quality carbohydrates. It all depends on your body composition. So sometimes you got to experiment with it, figure out what works best for you. You can also do what I used to do all the time when I was competing and cutting down for something I would do was called carb cycling, which about like 4 or 5 days, I would do extremely low carbs. It would be something like, you know, some oatmeal in the morning. It'd be like, you know, a little bit of carbs I get in my Fit Food or my GHI cleanse, something like that. And then usually by the 4th or 5th day, I would have a high carb day, which I would eat like brown rice. I'd have some organic grits with my eggs, and I'd refeed my body, get my glycogen back up so I could refeed my stores, my cells, and my body and get some energy back in them and really push hard. But again, a lot of times it comes down to how much exercise you're doing, how much energy you're expending. Because if you're not really exercising, you're going on a walk at night, and you're just losing weight, a lot of times you're going to really dial the carbs down or go full keto. If you're really training heavy and you're trying to grow and you're young, you do have to throw some carbohydrates in there to fuel you through those really grueling workouts, especially if you're not trying to shred down for a show and try to lose weight. You're trying to maintain and grow. You got to throw some carbs in. Myth number two, all calories are the same. And so, again, a very oversimplifying the complexities of food and nutrition. A 200-calorie glass of Coca-Cola is vastly different from a 200-calorie glass of chocolate fit food. 200 calories, both of them, completely different composition of what they do in there. There's empty calories and there's nutrient-dense calories. I've explained that. I don't have to spend a lot of time on that. That's pretty. If you guys listen to the show, you already know that. Number three on here, plant-based and non-fat milk are healthier than whole milk. That is a complete lie. Plant-based milk, I won't even touch. I'll be honest with you. There's very few that I would ever even drink if I had to. Most of them are full of carrageenan, bunch of water, bunch of sugar, bunch of crap in them. Oh, it's cashew milk. It's not cashew milk. It's a bunch of water with carrageenan emulsifiers in it and sugar in it. Let's be real, what's in it? And the non-fat milk, ugh, gosh, that's ultra-processed as all get out. Only milk that I'll drink if I'm going to do it is organic grass-fed raw milk. There's a lot of places down here in Florida, really big now. Almost everybody I know inside of my circle drinks raw milk now if they're going to drink milk if they got kids. Like everybody. And everybody stays unbelievably healthy. You'll be shocked sometimes. I've done this before. You start getting kind of run down. You're tired. It's been a long week. Immune system may be down. Hammer the vitamin C, the D3, the zinc, getting your immune system back up. You drink a nice big glass of, organic raw milk before bed. Pass out. Sleep like a baby. Especially if I take the sleep like a baby kit, pun intended on that one. I don't know why I laughed at that. That was ridiculous. But you get a really good night's sleep, the good fats, the good proteins. They'll put you to bed, and you'll be shocked at what it does for your gut health as well. Because real, true, organic, grass-fed milk has a lot of different probiotics in it. Remember, when you start eating all this stuff, you got this like yogurt and these probiotic products that they have with this stuff, majority of them are heavily processed. Anytime you high heat process or process dairy products, there are no more digestive enzymes in it. Let's be clear. There's no more probiotics. They got to try to add them back in. There's got acidophilus in it in this processed yogurt. It's got acidophilus because they're adding a probiotic back to it. It's not a naturally occurring one that was in that milk. It's done. It's gone. It's it. Especially the ultra processed stuff. I mean, they run it over what, 230 degree stainless steel plates. I mean, insanely hot. It denatures everything in the milk. So, I digress. Number four on the list, we get all of our nutrition needs met through plants and food. That is completely untrue. I don't even know who actually thought that was actually true. I mean, B12, there's nothing you can get B12 from pretty much from a food supply from plants, period. You've got to have B12. B12 is incredibly important. There's actually an article that came out here the other day, and it's right here. It said vitamin B12 deficiency in brain health. And it goes into detail on how there's so many people that are B12 deficient, and a lot of it comes from the lack of in their food, even if they're not plant-based vegans, but because B12 is such an easy product to get basically deficient on because it's water-soluble. The body flushes it out if you don't get enough. Even if you get a lot of it, the body flushes it out. It's water-soluble. You got to keep it in every day, and most people don't ever get methylated B12. They said homocysteine recycling as well. B12 is a primary role in one carbon cycle and cofactor for methylated by activating folate. It's so readily used in the body all the time that what happens is people get deficient in it. So go to the doctor. Doctor goes, I'm going to put you on B12 injections. Nothing wrong with B12 injections if you can actually get a methylcobalamin B12 injectable. The problem is I can't ever find them. I've looked. They're almost always cyanide cobalamin injections, which the problem with that is then your body's still got to convert it from cyanide cobalamin to methylcobalamin in the liver, which means you get about 30% conversion rate at best. So you're still not getting your levels up where you need to go. And that's why the B12 sublingual, the formula we have with sublingual B12 that dissolves under your tongue, it's methylated. I have seen better blood work from the B12 methylated formula we have than people were having when they were doing the B12 injections. They come in, they're on the B12 injections, they can't get their blood work high enough, they go on my B12 methylated oral version, and their blood levels in B12 actually go up higher than they ever were when they were on the injections. That's just my personal observation, letting you know that. So make sure you're taking the high-dose B12. That's why with the B-complex, we got everything in here, too. That's why there's so many products we have B12 in, and we put B12 in, and we methylate them, So they go to the body. The body didn't have to convert them, guys. They immediately can take it. It's uptaken immediately. It's methylated. It's ready for the body. So make sure you're getting that in, especially if you don't eat a lot of red meat, a lot of products like that with B12 in it. Make sure you're getting good B12 added into your diet through supplementation, through the methylated formula with our supplements like the B-complex, the multiple powder, or the B12. Back to where we were on this. Myth number 5, vegetable oils are healthier than animal fats. This isn't even a myth anymore. I've covered this so many times. So I'm not going to spend a ton of time on this. I got too many other articles to cover today. But this promotion of vegetable oil was based on the hypothesis that saturated animal fat was a cause of heart disease. Complete and total lie. This was, again, another way for these big agri companies to come in and push people to use all these unbelievably toxic vegetable oils that were never even used in most cases for human consumption. If you go back 100 years ago, the concept of canola oil in the food supply didn't exist at all. They used either butter or they used lard. This processing plants and taking soybean oil out and taking canola oil out and processing them oil to put in the general food supply and cook with them all the time did happen. Most people back then probably would have thought you were crazy. Most of those oils back then were used basically as industrial lubricants. A lot of people don't realize that. The canola oil from the rapeseed plant is unbelievably toxic. They got to put all types of compounds on it to basically even make it mildly edible, so to make you sick. But yet, hey, it's in like every food supply now. I mean, I was shocked the other day. I was at a health food store a couple weeks ago out in Tampa. You guys already know which one I'm talking about. I'm not even going to put them out there by name. And I was trying to – I was finding some different foods that I was wanting to try. They had a big selection. And like every single health food that I found in there, like stuff, packaged stuff that wasn't like – it wasn't like microwave food. But it was like in a big package. You could cook it. It was like every single thing had canola oil and or soybean oil in it. And a lot of the stuff, it was listed as organic. And I'm like, okay, I would have known who the heck is getting organic soybean and canola oil. And sure enough, they had it listed. Now, I couldn't verify it. But I'm sitting there in my head going, wow, even the health segment of the world now is being completely taken over by these processed vegetable oils. And it's cheap. It's dirt cheap. And most people think it's healthy. So again, this is the one. Animal fats are essential for health. They're essential for brain health. They're essential for heart health. Good, healthy fats are absolutely crucial. Avocado oil is also good. Coconut MCT oil is also very good. Olive oil is also very good. You look at the Mediterranean diet, you wonder why a lot of those individuals that eat that, especially over in Europe, are so healthy. They don't touch these kind of oils. Soybean oil and canola oil aren't even in the vocabulary. They don't even talk about it. What is that? That you eat that? That's like pig slop. So we feed our pigs. It's pig chow. Canola oil? Now get out of here. So again, use wisdom and use discernment with this food. Myth number six, eating red meat causes heart disease. That's a big, giant, fat lie. I could spend all day on this topic, and I'm not going to. You guys already know my take on it. Obviously, eating massive amounts of highly processed meat, like luncheon meats, can lead to colorectal cancer and other health problems. That's a fact. But eating real, true, 100% grass-fed beef, bison, buffalo, you know, eggs, chickens. Now, get out of here with that. Myth number 7, all grains are inflammatory. That's not the case. However, a lot of high-processed and rich bleached all-purpose flour, very inflammatory, especially if you start looking at that. If you're going to look at grains, make sure you're getting organic stuff that's not been sprayed with glyphosate. The whole process that a lot of people talk about, well, gluten, I'm gluten sensitive. I'm sensitive to gluten. Well, you probably are because it's loaded with glyphosate. If you ever get a chance to go to Europe and you eat the bread over there that has no glyphosate exposure whatsoever, you'll be shocked at how suddenly you don't have a gluten tolerance anymore. I'll be honest with you. A lot of times now people have had so many gut inflammatory problems because the bread is so bad in the United States with what's in it, and not just the glyphosate, all the other preservatives they put in the bread to keep from going moldy so it can sit on the shelf for, you know, like 5 years. It's like, wonder why we're all sick. Never decays. Never gets stale. Yeah, that's edible? Yeah, no, don't eat that stuff. Talks about here, number 8, honey is the same as refined sugar. That's not accurate at all. Some Manuka honey, like the Manuka 500, has incredible effects to it. Can help out with the immune system, aid digestion, really help out with recovery. Also can help out with wounds. Number 9 on here, peanut butter is a rich source of protein. Peanut butter, you got to really be careful of where you're actually getting your peanuts from. A lot of times people can also have peanut allergies from a lot of stuff they've been exposed to. So, and then really, really high fat. So you got to look at the balance of it. I don't mind peanut butter, but I would rather preserve almond butter if I'm going to eat it, is eat something that high calorie. So I think 1 tablespoon, I forgot what it is, 1 tablespoon or 2 tablespoons of almond butter is like 140 calories. It adds up a lot because of the fat. And a lot of times you can eat a better protein source without getting so much fat in one sitting. And number 5, or number 10 on here, natural flavors are harmless. That depends. Sometimes natural flavors, if they're refined from actual natural products and they're clean, they're fine. However, we got to look at the companies making them. When Coca-Cola says natural flavors, yeah, don't trust anything they say. You got some companies that are using an extract from something. That's a completely different story. Having a natural extract flavor. The same thing with certain food colorings. You have some companies like we use like beet juice extract as far as in the coloring of the magnesium brain food and other products like that. That works great. It works good. Looks good. Tastes good. Is amazing. Is completely clean and natural and healthy without adding in artificial flavors or colors. So I wanted to throw that in there today and make sure I covered that as well. And also one other article I want to cover in here. Where was I at? I'm pulling it up here. Let's see. Since we're just on a health raid today, we're always on a health raid when I'm solo. Hope you guys enjoy this. 7 ways to burn more fat while sleeping. This is actually a really good one. Now, when the first one's on here is the sleep in a cool environment. I don't like sleeping when it's smoldering hot. It's not comfortable for most people. Done it many times camping in Florida. It's 90 degrees out. You're in a tent. You're sweating all night. That's a blast. Reduce your stress levels. Keep your cortisol low. Number 2, this is a fact. Be very cautious what you do, what you watch, what you read, and what type of interactions you have before bed. This is crucial. You know, I've been around people before, and if for some odd reason, late times at night, they suddenly like to get combative. And I don't mean like, let's get in a fight and engagement. I mean like they want to argue or disagree or start an argument at 11 o'clock at night. And you're like, dude, I just took melatonin. I just took my total rest. I just took my magnesium. I took my sleep like a baby kid. I want to sleep like a baby. Let me sleep, doggone it. I don't want to argue with you right now. Can this wait till morning? And sure enough, it's like, oh, it's 11 o'clock. It's clockwork. We got to get an argument. I don't like something you said yesterday afternoon. You know what? You've had dang near 48 hours to bring this topic up to me. Why are you bringing it up to me at 11 o'clock at night? I'm not going to listen to this. And then, of course, when this cortisol goes up, people get stressed, and then they sleep like crap. Don't be that person. If you got something to say to somebody, your spouse, friend, girlfriend, loved one, whatever that is, or whoever that is, don't wait until 11 o'clock at night to bring up the topic. Try to bring it up before that so you can actually get it resolved and go to sleep. I get that. You don't want to go to sleep on anger. But on the other hand, too, nobody wants to get in an argument right before bed. Reduce your stress, cortisol. Y'all thank me later. Adjust your macros, carbs, proteins, fats. I tell you all the time, eating good, healthy fats before bed and protein is really crucial. Couple eggs and some GHI cleanse, incredibly good to detoxify the body. Give yourself good protein throughout the night. The GHI cleanse will be on sale for product of the week starting tomorrow. I know some people give that a shot. I told you that before. Depending on your caloric intake, 2-3 eggs before bed with like a scoop of GHI cleanse, especially if you got the magnesium brain food, throw that in there, a little bit of melatonin. I promise you'll get a good night's sleep. Exercise in the evening before burn fat. It says before bed. Let me clarify this, what it says here. It doesn't mean like exercise and then jump in bed right before you go to bed. That's not healthy either. You need to let your body come back down and, you know, get to a good level area before. But a lot of times burning fat at night, like doing some cardio at night, I used to do that all the time, get on the elliptical later on in the evening, especially after dinner, go for a walk. One of the worst things you can do to burn body fat is eat a big meal. But that's already a big one. You need to eat a small meal, especially for dinner. Eat a smaller meal. Is eat a big, giant, like 2,000 calorie plate of food. You just rah, chub it down. Got my 2,000 calories in for the day in one sitting. And then go lay in bed, watch TV, and pass out. That is the worst thing you can possibly do for your metabolism and burning fat. I mean, it's up there, right up there. If you're going to eat dinner, if it's a bigger meal or if it's a smaller meal, even just go for a walk in the backyard. Take the kids out in the backyard and play some football. I mean, I do that all the time. Go for a walk. Do something. Stay a little bit active before bed. Let that food digest properly. Don't eat giant chow meal and pass right out. No good. Trigger human growth hormone. We love this one. The HGH Stimulate, that's a good formula that a lot of times I'll do with cardio. It's got the L-arginine, the L-citrulline, which helps growth hormone production out later on in the evening. And also, too, zinc is really good. Vitamin D and magnesium are great at bedtime. That's why the Sleep Like a Baby kit, throw those in there before bed, really help out with natural production. You can also do intermittent fasting, which is a good way. I've talked about throughout the day and throughout the evening. You cut your foods off at certain times. Some people do good with that. If I eat too early, like say I cut my food off at like 5 or 6 o'clock, and I'm working and I'm doing shows and I don't go to bed till 11 or 12, I will wake up ravenously hungry by 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, to the point I can't sleep at all. So sometimes it works for people. Sometimes it doesn't. That all depends on your lifestyle. So use that accordingly. A lot of times you can do is instead of intermittent real hard fasting, is use a GHI cleanse as a bridge. That's a great way to do it. So if you, after you eat a meal, you're done, you're cutting yourself off at 6, 9, 10 o'clock at night, if you're still up, you're working your computer, whatever you're doing, throw in a GHI cleanse or a Fit Food shake. That gives you a bridge with some protein to go to bed on without any significant calories. That's usually what I recommend on here. And it says consume drinks that help out with burning fat. It says some elixirs on here. This one I'm not. It says, you know, like chamomile tea with lemon. That can't help. And cinnamon. It's actually not bad. Some bad options on here. You can look at them. I'll post this on the site. There's some apple cider vinegar, lemon, water, chamomile tea. If that's your thing, if you like tea, calming effects before bed, do that. I'm not much of a tea person. Really don't care for it. That's just me. Everybody's got their own little things they like. I'd rather just drink my shake and be done with it. I don't want to sit there and sip on it for 30 minutes. But again, these are certain things you can do on here as options on it. So be sure to check those out. Let me know what kind of response you get on the supplements with the GHI, the Total Rest. I told you guys the Total Rest is one that I've really encouraged a lot of people. If you're having like anxiety, if you're having issues at night as far as with cortisol, stack the Cortisol Buster with the Total Rest at night so you can do that. The Cortisol Buster, I use it off and on as I need it. Because, I mean, it's an expensive product, but it works really good if you got high cortisol. Running those later on in the evening with dinner, taking the Total Rest and melatonin before bed usually has a pretty synergistic effect. Getting the cortisol down, giving your body the GABA, the magnesium, the melatonin it needs to really dial in. But sleep is crucial. I know some people need less than others, but at the end of the day, everybody needs that good at least, you know, 4, 5, 6 hours minimum. Some people can function, like I said, on less or more. Some people need 8 hours. Some people need 6 hours. But you've got to get into that REM sleep, which is at least about 4 hours minimum, bare minimum, to let that body and brain detox, let that brain flush out, get that cortisol down, and get that inflammation down. Usually, like I said, 6 to 8 hours is usually where I need to be, and I function really good at that. If I do less than that, I can do it for a while, but eventually I gotta sleep and get a longer night's sleep in, especially if I'm doing real late shows. So again, guys, I'm here for you, healthmasters.com. I'm bringing this stuff every single day, the world news, health research. If you need the probiotic, check it out the last day on sale. I told you guys yesterday I got more creatine coming in from Switzerland. I'm almost out of it right now. I got a small batch left. I got a huge batch coming in. It's not been delayed. Everything's shipping. It comes out DHL, which is great. So don't be afraid it's going to get delayed with anything going on. I got that coming in because everybody's starting to realize the creatine, even at low doses, really, really helps out with brain functioning. So try it next time you throw your stack in and be sure to check it out along with some of the other bestsellers that we have, the magnesium brain foods I talked about earlier, Ultimate Multiple Powder, Vitamin C Powder, all the different products that we have on here. And I honestly think I'm in the best sellers. I've kept it pretty tight, not putting too much stuff on here. But I think I'm going to add the Total Rest to that list just because it's a kind of a sleeper product. And I don't mean that pun intended on there. It's a really good product that you don't even have to take necessarily before bed if you don't want to, as it can help out with that anxiety, cortisol levels, especially if you're having something where you're trying to come off certain products like nicotine or other topics. I've also had people tell me that this product helps out a lot with the GABA in it if they're trying to reduce their alcohol consumption, which is a big deal to really help out that liver and get the toxicity effects under control of the body. So just something to try on there, an idea with the taurine, the GABA, the L-theanine, really, really helps out with stress relief, really helps out as far as helping the body unwind and rest and get those cortisol levels down. And of course, you can also check out the cortisol as I talked about earlier on here, the Cortisol Buster formula, which is a standalone we've had for years. You can add in just about anything with ashwagandha, more L-theanine, banaba extract, basically a proprietary blend of all the different extracts with Mongolia bark on here. This is a really, really good formula that helps out with sleep and mental clarity and stress. So check it out, healthmasters.com. I'm here to give you guys any information you need. Call us, email us. We're here to help you out. And you guys stay strong, stay healthy, continue to get the truth out there. Thank you for forwarding the show. Thank you for getting everybody, for at least even the snippets. Get them out there to everybody. Let them see what's going on. Give them the truth. Encourage them that we can do all things through Christ and continue to stand up for your beliefs and continue to stand firm on your convictions, my friends. Have a blessed, safe, awesome evening, and I'll talk to you again on this show tomorrow as always. Y'all have a good night. Stay healthy.